Welcome back to part two of our interview, Brother Hendrik.
Thank you, Brother Sam, for having me.
Great start. Let's talk a little bit more in detail about what the offerings of your company are.
Okay. It's the event management, like I said, where if, let's say, it's a concert or a festival, where we provide technical, like your lighting, your sound, your stage, and also what we call backline as well. And then maybe perhaps the event needs a band, a live band. We also provide that because we have other artists that we work with that works under us. So if maybe you want a jazz band, we can provide that. If you want a gospel band, we can also provide it. If you want an Afro pop band, we can also do that. So it's quite broad. And then we also, like I said, we also do education. Like I said, myself, I'm under my very same company. When I do, I'm accredited by Cat Sita. I'm an under performing arts. I'm a facilitator, assessor, and a moderator. So if they have learnerships of performing arts, I can also do that. Yes.
Wonderful. And then you also then have shows of your own. Do you have your own band?
Yes, I definitely have my own band. Yes, I have my own, and I do have my own shows. I have my annual show called Tribute to South African Jazz Legends, which I've started in 2015 at the Joburg Theatre. My first show was in at Joburg Theatre. Then I travelled Durban and Cape Town, and I came back to Johannesburg throughout the years doing the very same show called Tribute to South African Jazz Legends, with the aim of celebrating the late Dr. Joni Megwa, who was who is my mentor and father, who actually discovered me. Who discovered me in 2006? I mean, in 2005.
Yes. How did that happen?
We met at Polokwane during December time, and I didn't know that I was going to meet him or there was stuff going on that side. I decided to visit a friend at Polokwane, and then I saw billboards written Mapungubwe Jazz Festival workshop auditions, and that caught my attention. I told a friend of mine that, look, I need to be there. And the auditions were happening the following day. So I got a band around 8 o'clock at night. I taught them my songs, and then I went to the SABC. It was happening at the SABC. And then I went there the next day, got to the auditions. Guess who was there? The late Dr. Joni Megwa and Cake Wallam, the saxophone player. And they were conducting the workshops and the auditions, and I got first position. I got to open for them. It was your Abdullah Ibrahim, so your Dr. Jonas Gwangwa, your Mamleta and Kaifa Semenya. Quite a lot of great musicians were performing at the Mapungubwe Jazz Festival. I had an opportunity to open for them. And that's where I got to meet Dr. Joni Megwa, and he said to me, look, I need you to work with my band. I have a big band. And I said, what? Big band? I never knew what a big band is, because I'm a church boy. I'm from working with small bands. So when you tell me about big band, I'm like, what is that? And and he was very persistent that I should come this side. And then I finally came this side in 2006. And then, wow, look at me now. I worked with his band for many years. And we traveled the whole country. We went even abroad. So it has been amazing working with him as well.
And tell me, at that point, was it clear for you that you were going to follow the entrepreneurship side of music, or this came later?
Most definitely. In fact, it actually came before. It's something that I had in mind because of stories. I remember I had to prove a point to my dad that I can make a living out of this. So I knew that music is business. It's what people don't know, that music is business. People think it's only singing and you leave your mic and then go home, all that. No, it's business. You still need to account. You still need to pay SARS. You still need to, you know, submit your returns and all that. You know, that responsibility, that accountability, I had to learn then. And then when I came in, I knew what I wanted to do so that I can be where I am today.
Tell me, why did you decide to call your business what you call it now?
Munyeki Mojalefa Entertainment. Actually, the first two names are my dad's name. My dad is Mojalefa Munyeki. So I just decided to name it after him because I had a special bond with him, because remember, he was not actually supporting this. He thought I was going to be a financial manager and accountant, and boom, voila, this is where I am now. I'm an entertainer. So I named the company after him.
Wow, that's good news. And I think you have, that way you have ensured that his legacy will live
on. That's correct.
As long as you move on in your business.
That's true.
So normally I like asking people the reasons why they chose the kind of deal they chose. Mm-hmm. But I'm reluctant to ask you that question because it looks like your profession chose you.
That's correct. It's a calling more than anything else, yes.
That's the point. And will you say that perhaps what many of us miss when we decide on the kind of business we want to go in, we always choose businesses, and when people look at the businesses we are doing and who we are, and they're like, why did you go into this type of business? They can't link your personality with the business, or what you stand for with your business. So in a certain way, you could say that you were lucky in the sense that you happen to love music, you grew up in the church, and then you happen to meet a late legend himself, so if somebody didn't know, I wouldn't ask that, because now you have explained that. If somebody didn't know and say, why are you doing what you are doing, how do you always answer it?
I always say that. I say music chose me. I'm good.
You also use that.
I also use that because I never thought I'll do music. I'll choose music as a career. I never thought I'll go this route because, remember my dad took me to a commercial school, and I'm very good with figures. I went to a commercial school, so we were dealing every day with accounting and mathematics. So that's all I know much, you know. So I thought I would go that route, and now here am I, 15, 16 years later, I'm talking about music. Yes.
Wow. So I'm sure you have big dreams for your business.
That's correct.
The nice professional way of asking is, what is your vision?
The vision and the mission. Our vision as a company, we do Mojalefa Entertainment, is continually committed to improving all aspects of the world in which it operates. I'm talking environment, social, economic, striving to create a better tomorrow than today. And our vision, excellence is not a myth, but with efforts, it can be an everyday reality.
You spoke about, in terms of programs, you spoke about what you do at the Gauteng Music Academy.
That's correct.
Which other programs, other than teaching music, do you do?
In fact, I'm very occupied with teaching, that even now during COVID, I'm still teaching online. And then also, that's the only thing I do. I do music all the time, Prasad. I teach Monday to Saturdays. So there's no other thing that I'm doing apart from teaching and also looking at my company.
Wonderful. Yes. And your office is your studio?
Yes.
Or your...
Yeah. It's actually my studio, yes, you're correct, Pastor.
Yeah. What kind of challenges do you come across in this industry, especially for the business, the type of a business model that you have chosen?
It's the bookings, and also, well, I can safely say this, that I've got to understand that business is seasonal.
Yes.
So I can't really complain much, because there are times where we get booked, there are times where we don't get booked. And then this is what I do when we don't get booked. I create my own shows. I create my own events. So hence your tribute, my annual show called Tribute to South African Jazz Legends. And also I'm assisting other artists as well, all that with their events and so forth. So I can't really complain much, because I kind of found I had the challenge, so I had to say to myself, what am I learning from this? What can I do with this? Rather than sitting and then crying for pity party, or he's not getting booked, or whatever, complaining or stressing about not getting booked. But mostly it's that one of really not getting bookings.
Tell me, after Matric, I mean, you did do a qualification, and that's why you are facilitator and moderator. What was that qualification in music that you did?
ETD practitioner. I did it with Regenesis Business School.
Oh, I see.
Yes, yeah. And then also, I've done quite a lot of qualifications. I also did my degree in musicology with UNISA. And then I also did some grades with Royal Schools of Music via the Music Academy of Gauteng. So I have some grades with Royal Schools of Music, and I also have some grades with UNISA as well.
And we'll say that the reason why these difficulties that I was talking about, that you are able to handle them, is because of the literacy that you have, that education that you acquired.
That's correct.
Okay. And how did you cope during this, or how are you coping in this lockdown from a business point of view? I mean, I guess we are all going through the same challenge, but it's different from sector to sector.
That's correct.
What has it robbed you of?
I'm doing a lot of online streaming, and then also the online music classes, but I haven't got any revenue as yet, because, you know, with online, because I'm performing let's say live streaming, I'm performing via social media, and then also my YouTube channel, and that comes a little bit later on when they pay royalties, so it takes a little the process of paying royalties takes a little bit time with some raw and others, you know. So, but that will actually pay off later on. But that's what I'm actually currently doing. And also, I'm doing my, like I said, online music classes. I'm also doing the music classes for our school, the Music Academy of Gauteng, and I'm also doing private online classes with other students out there. I'm assisting actually for free the music students on other music colleges and universities.
And a genre of your music?
I'm a gospel.
I mean, everybody wants to.
Yeah. I'm a gospel jazz.
Everybody wants to be identified. Yeah, sorry for interrupting. Everybody wants to be identified. Everybody wants to identify you guys with a particular genre, even though I know you are able to be managed.
Yes.
But you are a gospel one.
Yes, I'm a gospel jazz singer. So it's what those are two most genres that I do. But I normally say to people that music is quite big, it's quite broad. We are boxing it to little boxes. Okay, this one is this one, and this one is this one. Country music is very broad. Music is music. You know, it's actually what I'm trying to tell the world out there, that music is broad. Really, we can't really define music. can't really define music, but music is very broad. But I mostly do those two genres, you know, gospel and jazz.
Where do you see opportunities?
Opportunities currently.
Or in the future?
In the future.
For the kind of business you are doing?
Truly speaking, jazz doesn't sell at home. And then that has been proven. We have jazz lovers, of course. We have jazz places. And then sad part is that we have very few jazz places. Very few. And then as a result, we don't get much. It pains me. I want to get to a point where I perform jazz freely without expecting money. Currently, I can't because I still have to pay my bills. So there are genres that actually pays. People buy music. You are sure that gospel sells more than jazz. In fact, I was supposed to be signed with Gallo at some point, and they told me straight that jazz doesn't sell in South Africa, so I must look for another genre. So I hope to have my own knitting. It's gospel, Brasem, that I unfortunately.
Within that gospel music, what is your unique value proposition or strength, or what makes you different to others?
It's the message that I'm trying to bring across, because the songs that I write, it's about my own personal life. It's my own personal, you know, journey. I write about my own struggles and my own daily happenings, and also I write about what I see happening around me. So that's what actually, because also I don't want to be mimicking other people. I want to be me. I want to be me. So that's So my writing skills, for sure, it's different from other people's.
Wow. If you were to improve anything in your business, what would it be?
Unfortunately, that will need money. Is to have...
Yes.
If I had money to improve, I would definitely get to a bigger place, having bigger equipment, because we need more equipment, so that, let's say, I get booked the whole weekend and then I have to be in let's say three places on the same day. So I can't do that because I have limited equipment. So if I were to have a bigger place with bigger equipment, I'll definitely be able to do that.
I see. So it, at the back of your mind, you have some expansion plans.
That's correct.
Right? But the resources is the limitation.
That's correct, Brasem.
Yeah. And I guess you employ a number of artists as well.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I employ around 18 to 20 artists. Yes. Yes, that's what I do.
Because the gospel requires many... many voices.
That's correct. And also jazz. I mean, you know, I don't only do trios. There are songs that I do with trio or quartet, but also I do have a backing vocalists. You know, I'm also talking about the engineers, the roadies. I'm talking about the whole crew. Yes.
Yeah. I love jazz.
I know you do.
and
I know you're a big fan.
And this station actually plays a lot of jazz and soul, and you know, so yeah, it's a pity that there's no market for it, but you can't drop jazz. Jazz is a very cool.
I still do jazz, Brasem. I still do my jazz. I actually write as well. Yeah. So during this COVID era, I'm also writing songs. So. I might drop something very soon.
Wonderful. Let's come back and talk about exactly
okay.
in 2 minutes. Lovely.